This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. To get right to it, friends, this morning I woke up with Daniel 8:25 on my mind, and I'm thinking, well, what is this about? What's this all about? And when I read it, it says, "And through his policy also shall he cause craft to prosper in his hand. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes." That's his first and last mistake. "But he shall be broken without a hand." And I began to get revelation just incrementally, little by little. All morning I've been writing. And I'm going to share that with you in just a couple of minutes. Because destroying law through policy and then calling it peace is only defined by tyrants, friends. It's only defined by tyrants. With that said, I want to cover a couple things that are obviously in the face of the American people, which, again, as I said over and over and over again, you're going to find that it's nothing but smoke and mirrors. And sure enough, people that have come forward on the whole Kavanaugh attack, this Russian collusion attack, and it's continuously going forward today, friends. It's all a facade. It's all contrived. It's all created to divert your attention. From the likes of just a couple days ago, we found out that William Barr, President Donald Trump's nominee for the Attorney General, was confirmed. And I also shared with you a week and a half before he was confirmed that he was Donald Trump's nominee for the Attorney General's position. And I also shared with you, friends, in reference to Gun Owners of America, they put out a report warning gun owners as to who William Barr was and is. They wrote, "Dear friend, the Senate Judiciary Committee is expected to vote next week on the Attorney General nominee William Barr. Unfortunately, Barr's answers to senators' questionings during a hearing earlier this month show that he holds a very anti-gun bias. And after the hearing, several senators submitted written requests to him looking for clarification on many issues, including guns. Sadly, Barr either doubled down in his support for gun control or refused to answer important questions such as whether he supports concealed carry reciprocity." Here, friends, let me just give you a little bit of a side note. I don't personally care what he believes. I care what the law says, and if he swears to uphold the law is what he's going to uphold. Okay? He has no business being nominated, nor does he have any business being confirmed. Also keep in mind, friends, that many of these senators that are asking these hardcore questions that he is simply stonewalling or just averting, ignoring, friends, they're the foxes in the chicken coop. Many of these said senators want you disarmed just as bad as many of those that you think are the bad guys within. Why? Because it gives them more power to stay in control. And people, unless you start thinking the way that our forefathers thought, you're going to fall into this ditch that they themselves are digging. But with that said, friends, William Barr, who has now been confirmed, supports gun confiscation orders. It is critical that we get an effective system in place that keeps firearms out of the hands of mentally ill people, whoever they deem to be mentally ill, friends. We see this through red flag laws now. A key part of any such systems are laws that are extreme risk protection orders, a.k.a. gun confiscation orders, because they said so. Barr explains why he could still support the semi-automatic and magazine bans that he supported back in 1991. Keep in mind, friends, he was a part of the council concerning Ruby Ridge. And if you want to get angry, and if you want to see what your government is capable of doing out of control, friends, look at the Ruby Ridge story. Oh, my goodness. And I want to tell you something. Ruby Ridge, Waco, completely backfired. It completely backfired. It put people in this country on notice that their government is capable of doing the things that they're doing today. And we're seeing this in full play today, in real time. Barr could possibly support the elimination of the three-day period for completing a NICS check, thereby allowing the FBI to block a purchase forever without knowing if the individual was a prohibited person. He said, "I also have not studied whether changes to the three-day waiting period are advisable. If confirmed, I will review this issue along with the other issues affecting public safety." It's not about public safety, America. It's about gun control. It's all about gun control. Why would Donald Trump nominate William Barr, who supports gun confiscation, who supports the semi-auto and magazine bans that he supported back in 1991? Why would he support the elimination of the three-day period for completing a NICS check? Oh, by the way, Barr refuses to answer whether he believes concealed carry reciprocity legislation is constitutional. It doesn't matter what they say, America. If they don't follow the rule of the Constitution and uphold the enumerated laws found in the Constitution, and in this particular case, namely the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, then you remove them or you will be disarmed, period. Article 2, Section 4. Barr punts on whether a federal ban on bump stocks, which would also affect semi-autos, would be legal. Again, I don't care what he thinks. I don't care what his opinion is. We're not ruled by his opinion. We're not ruled by a small minority that want to commit the act of oligarchy over 325.7 million people. Barr supports the Lautenberg misdemeanor gun ban, which takes away guns from people who engaged in shouting matches in the home. Why would Donald Trump nominate a guy like this? Oh, and by the way, if you remember rightly, remember when I told you when the Democrats come out in opposition to William Barr, I said that's the first sign that he's going to be confirmed? What just happened, friends? I told you, this is leading through opposition. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, and it's exactly the game that you're caught up into, and you just don't know it, and I love you enough to tell you. Be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt, it's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just talking about William Barr, the new confirmed attorney general who doubles down on his support for gun control. Handpicked by yours truly, Donald Trump. I told you. I also told you the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. I told you that when the Democrats began to attack the nominee for the attorney general, I told you it was not an attack. I told you it was a confirmation. And he was confirmed. Folks, it's simple to see. It's easy to find. Piggybacking on that, this morning I get an email. H.R. 8, Nancy Pelosi's gun registration bill passed out of the House Judiciary Committee today on a 23-15 vote. And now this dangerous anti-bill gun can be voted on by the full House of Representatives at any time. H.R. 8 would be and would ban private firearm sales and would require every firearm sales be approved by the federal government. By the federal government! Where's the checks and balances here, friends? Where's limited government? You know, I just got one question for all of it to erase all of the above said that I just named out and called out. Where are they finding this power? Where are they receiving delegated authorities to implement that which is unconstitutional? Because it's not from we the people, America. They're acting outside of their scope of authority. And let me remind you one more time. They are not working for we the people. They are working for special interest groups, and they are working for a global agenda to disarm the American people. Anyone that may deem a threat to what? Their tyranny. Their tyranny, friends. Their tyranny. The other point I wanted to make before we get to destroying law through policy and then calling it peace, which is defined by the tyrants. Did you know that Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar are now co-sponsoring a bill to recognize Muslim holidays as federal holidays? Woo! Did you hear what I said? Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar co-sponsor bill to recognize Muslim holidays as federal holidays here in America. They will be made the head, and you will be made the tail. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Folks, I'm going to stand here, and I'm going to stand here all by myself and decrying all the lies that you're being told. All those that are playing this down is nothing to be worried about. I want to keep bringing you back to Scripture and telling you and showing you how specific the Lord God of Israel is in judgment. Freshman Congressman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib have wasted no time in shaking up the House, the U.S. House of Representatives, early Friday morning. Omar and Tlaib introduced a bill adding Islamic holidays to the federal calendar, which is traditionally only a recognized or that of American holidays. Omar and Tlaib would be adding Eid al-Fitr at the end of Ramadan and the four-day-long celebration to the list of federally recognized holidays, potentially granting reasons, friends, to shut down banks and other businesses to remain closed for additional days per year. Oh, my goodness. You know, it's funny because I was looking at some of the pages that many of you that listen to me may look to. Just getting a broader view or maybe topics that we have not covered. And it's interesting because many of your cutting-edge conservatives have said not one word about William Barr. They've not said one word about Muslim infiltration. And that might want to put, well, you might want to put up a couple flags around that because you might want to ask them, these things that are staring us in the face, why is it that they're not calling them out for what they are? How come they're not condemning the acts of the new administration? How come they're just going along to get along? Why are we seeing those that would call themselves now going to the church? Why is it that we're now seeing, seeing these self-professed church leaders like Pastor Jeffries condemning those that are calling out the Trump administration for who he is and what he is? Yet we see the fruit being born on the branches of this administration, Matthew 5:16, on a daily basis, that for some reason or another he wants you to ignore. Why would he want you to ignore the things that are taking place with this administration? Because he wants to justify himself. That's why. He doesn't want to be wrong. He wants to condemn those that are telling you the truth. Well, he attempts to justify the unjustifiable. You know, now going back to what I was just talking about with that of Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, it's interesting that if you read the McCarran Internal Security Act, which was enacted, I mean, as if you needed to bring forth a new bill calling it for what it is anyways, it's found in Article 3, Section 3, it's an act of treason, right? But now they're in government, friends. The Internal Security Act of 1950, 64 Stat 987, Public Law 81-831, also known as the Subversive Activities Control Act of 1950, or the McCarran Act, after its principal sponsor, Pat McCarran of Nevada, is a United States federal law. Congress enacted it over President Harry Truman's veto. The act required organizations, communist organizations, those that were subversive to American governments, Subversive Activities Control Act, and two, Emergency Detention Act of 1950, to register with the United States Attorney General and establish the Subversive Activities Control Board to investigate persons suspected of engaging in subversive activities or otherwise promoting the establishment of a totalitarian dictatorship, either fascist or communist. Well, what happens when the Attorney General happens to be a Muslim in the state of Minnesota? What happens when the American people fail to deal with major voter fraud here in the state of Minnesota, and there's nobody in the state that denies that it's taking place, that a Muslim by the name of Keith Ellison, Brother Hakim, is now the Attorney General, who wants 300% more Muslims to come into the United States of America, working hand in glove with Ilhan Omar? Is that not subversive? Is that not an act of treason concerning the oath that they swore that they would uphold? In stark contrast? In so many different ways? Of course, common sense comes into play. I know that there's a lot of people out there that just think, you know, anybody can come into America and anybody can run for government. But I want to tell you something. You're sadly mistaken. You're sadly mistaken. These organizations are subversive to American governments. I shared with you yesterday, Ilhan Omar, a 5th District congresswoman in the state of Minnesota here. I don't know how many times this woman needs to be caught in the act, Luke 12:2, but she is continuously caught in the act concerning her lies, her cover-ups, her misappropriations of funds, marrying her brother, even calling for a bill to fund those Muslims that leave South Minneapolis to fight on the behalf of ISIS. If they die, the insurance companies are made to pay the families compensation for the loss of their terrorist dad. I mean, the act required communist organizations to register with the United States Attorney General and establish the Subversive Activities Control Board to investigate persons suspected of engaging in subversive activities or otherwise promoting the establishment of a totalitarian dictatorship. Again, either that fascist or communist. Well, folks, they can call themselves whatever they want to call themselves. They all have the same father who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. They all think that they have the right answers. They all think they're going to have control. And at the end of the day, nobody's left. And then they realize they have all been lied to by the great deluder, the one that desires to destroy their souls. And they want to take everybody with them. Okay? That's just how they operate, friends. Furthermore, members of communist action organizations, including those of the Communist Party, 90 of them in Minnesota, the United States, by the way, the Communist Party of the United States of America were required prior to 1965, Supreme Court case mentioned below, to register with the U.S. Attorney General's office, their name and address, and be subject to the statutes applicable to such registrants. And by the way, they were being barred from federal employment, among others. But that's where they're at. But again, this is what happens when the people don't know the difference. Folks, when we come back, we're going to be talking about destroying law through policy and then calling it peace, which is defined by the tyrants. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate confirmed William Barr to be the next Attorney General of the United States, despite Democratic concerns that he would oversee Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. He was approved by a 54-45 vote, with three Democrats joining every Republican in support. Barr will be sworn in at the White House at 4:45 Eastern Time. Chief Justice John Roberts will administer the oath of office. Florida senators are marking the one-year anniversary of the school shooting massacre in Parkland, Florida. On the Senate floor today, Senator Marco Rubio praised the strength and resilience of the victims' families.
And in the year that has passed, they have turned their grief into effective activism, as have the students.
Senator Rick Scott was Florida's governor at the time of the tragedy.
Nothing we say here today can bring back the lives that were lost, but we must never forget them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thanks for all the comments, friends. I appreciate those. Sticking to my topic today. Again, if you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's that simple. We follow the Christ here. 1 Corinthians 11:1. John 14:6, and the list goes on. I want you to take a pause for a moment. Did you hear during the break, friends? Did you hear during the break where they were talking about the tragedy that took place at Parkland High School? Does anybody know? Can anybody tell me why they're playing pieces concerning those that were lost at Parkland High School today? I just got done sharing with you because Nancy Pelosi is trying to pass a gun registration bill. Folks, it's like clockwork. You have to look in several different directions at the same time to see what they're doing. And voila, it's there. Wait a second, why are we talking about Parkland so far from when this allegedly took place? Why today? Because Nancy Pelosi is trying to pass a gun registration bill. They want you to remember what happened. Well, they illegally and unlawfully pass gun legislation through something called policy. Wait a second. This is what we're talking about today. Destroying law through policy and then calling it peace. This all comes to you by the tyrants that are advocating it. In Daniel 8:25 it says, "And through his policy also shall he cause craft to prosper in his hand. He shall magnify himself in his heart." Hello, a narcissist, arrogancy, friends. "And by peace shall destroy through many." Not by war. It's a form of war. But they destroy through peace. Okay? You want to know why this is happening? It's because the American people don't know where they came from. They don't realize that in the Declaration of Independence, their forefathers taught them not to tolerate the very things that they're tolerating today. Well, your enemy, through corrupt politicians and, again, the CIA-controlled media, browbeats you through totalitarian methods. You better shut up. You better do this or else. You better believe what we say. You better subject yourself to us or else. Hello, America. And I'm just laying to your candor today, where are they deriving that delegated authority from? They don't. They're not getting it from we the people. They're doing it by force. It's a fact. They're doing it by force, friends. I want to just insert this into this conversation. The other day we watched a Ruby Ridge documentary. Don't watch the Ruby Ridge documentary by the CIA-controlled media because they have a total slant on everything and they fail to omit the information that's needed to bring about the end resolve. And by the way, I'll bring the end resolve about real quick in a nutshell for you. Here it is. The Randy Weaver family sued the government for $3.1 million and they won the case. Okay. It was a total black eye in the face of totalitarianists. Those that worked on the behalf of, those that meant to rule over them. Straight up murderers, friends. Straight up totalitarianism. In every sense of the word. Same thing with Waco and so many different fronts. Well, Bradley, that's not what I heard. Of course it's not what you've heard because they don't want you to know what you should look into. And when you do look into it, all of a sudden you're going to be coming up with a different resolve in your mind or a different opinion as to what really did happen there. It was a show of force by the government who wanted to rule the roost without consequence. And in both cases, it completely backfired. It was a warning sign to the American people what your government is capable of doing. And you know what sickens me to the core, friends? That there are useful idiots that will do their killing for them. Oh, they're just doing their job, just doing what they're told. Oh, it doesn't matter. Who do you want me to shoot, sir? Oh, he's an innocent man that refuses to submit himself to be a government informant like Randy Weaver? Oh, yeah, no problem. You want me to shoot the wife holding the baby? Okay, I'll shoot her down. So they did. I'll shoot little Randy Weaver's son, Sammy, down. He's 13 years old. We'll shoot him. Oh, so we did. We'll just put our snipers up in the trees because we're taking orders that if we have to use deadly force, use it. Because he wouldn't go along to get along. And at the end of the day, he won the case. And of course, they had to put him up as a separatist and this, that, and the other thing. They had to do their best to demonize him for resisting tyranny. That's what they do. Friends, keep in mind, Tyrant King George, across the pond, concerning our forefathers, he was the one that was coining the phrase that our forefathers were terrorists for refusing to submit themselves to his tyrannical acts. Okay? Now going forward, friends, destroying law through policy and then calling it peace, this all comes to you defined as tyrants, and by tyrants, by the way. You know, let me say this first. It's interesting because Americans have yet to learn the lessons that true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. Saul Alinsky said that. He said they cut their hair, put on suits, and then infiltrate the system. See, Americans today have been so Hollywoodized that they think that the devil's going to come with a rack of horns on his head and a pitchfork in his hand to steal and kill and destroy. Read John 10:10. Well, scripturally, nothing is further from the truth. Let me say that again. True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, they put on suits and infiltrate the system from within. Saul Alinsky. Master to many of those that are in government today. I want to reiterate the point that Americans today, again, have been so Hollywoodized that they think that the devil's going to come to them with a rack of horns on his head and a pitchfork in hand to steal, kill, and destroy. Nothing could be further from the truth. Now let me show you this in contrast. Those that were approved of the Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were the ones warning the people to flee from the wrath to come. And them that were proclaiming the truth were, listen carefully, carpenters, stinky fishermen, tax collectors, the foolish of the world, the unlearned men, weak men, and men dressed in camel's hair, leather belts, eating locusts and wild honey. Now, if you want the scriptural reference, 1 Corinthians 1:27, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Okay? The unlearned men, John and Peter, were standing before the council. And the council perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, but perceived that they were with Jesus. Acts 4:13. When we're weakest, he's strongest, and men dressed in camel's hair, John the Baptist, leather belts, eating locusts and wild honey, is found in Matthew 3:7. These are the servants of the Lord. They're not reeds shaken in the wind. They're not clothed in beautiful raiment like those in king's courts, friends. Just the opposite. But you have been deceived into believing you have to have short hair, a nice shave, a nice suit on. Those are the guys that tell us the truth. When scripturally, the Lord sent just the exact opposite. As a matter of fact, what you approve of are the very ones that Jesus Christ himself rebukes. What are you talking about, Bradley? Well, in contrast, those that men approved of, those that worldlings approve of, are you listening, America? Politicians, right? Church leadership, right? Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 27, woe unto you. He's damning them. Woe unto you, scribes, doctors of the law, and Pharisees, you religious hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. The very ones you approve of are the very ones Jesus condemns. Oh, Bradley, come on. Most of those politicians in Washington, right? Most of those politicians in local governments, you know, they're lawyers. Exactly. Did you know that it tells us in Luke 11:52, woe unto you, doctors of the law, for you have taken away the keys of knowledge. You yourselves entered not in, and those that were entering in, you have hindered. Woe unto you, lawyers. Isn't that crazy? Hey, friends, I ask how many in American politics fit the physical and mental characteristics of them that God woes? The very ones that you approve of. The very ones that you approve of. The very ones God condemns are the very ones that you approve of, friends. Just think about that. You know, Jesus also said, line upon line, precept upon precept in Matthew 21, verse 31. He said that the publicans, right, the tax collectors and the whores and harlots, they go into the kingdom of God before you. Why? Because they rejected the counsel of God against themselves, right? And also keep in mind that Jesus said that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Let me say it again. Those that which are highly esteemed among men are an abomination in the sight of God. Hey, America, you better get your discerners on, man, because and women, because you got your eyes on the wrong standard of what God approves. And what you see in Washington is what God condemns in so many different ways. And by the way, who are the prophets sent to? The church headship and government headship, the kings and the high priests. We'll be right back to do what? To rebuke them.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elk Hill, Tennessee. And I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, just talking about, and I'm just going to get to the tip of the iceberg today. I'm going to purposely slow my roll on what I'm talking about right here. Destroying law through policy and then calling it peace, defined by what? Tyrants. Scriptural reference, Daniel 8:25. And I'm highlighting right now that Americans have yet to learn the lessons that true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system. Huh. They play the part, right? They deceive the people by playing the part. It's that simple. If this isn't enough for you, I don't know what is. And I've brought this scripture up several times, but it's so, it aids us in so many ways if we take heed to what it says. When you go to 2 Corinthians 11, speaking of false apostles, in those that fiend themselves to be something that they are not, It tells us in verse 13, 2 Corinthians 11, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, the good guys. They call themselves Christians. 78% of those in government call themselves Christians. Can you believe it? Whoa! He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Look at these liars, man! Whoa! There's no truth in them, John 8:44. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. So, if we look at according to their works, they are hypocrites. Pretending to be something that they are not. Speaking of the hypocrites in the church and the hypocrites in government. They're pretenders. Because the fruit that they bear is not that of Christ. It's not that of goodness and righteousness and truth, which is the very fruits of Jesus Christ, period. Again, let me tell you. Straight from the minion, Saul Alinsky, the devil's disciple, he decried, by the way. True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system. Is that what's happened? Absolutely. I shared with you that Americans today have been so Hollywoodized that they think that the devil's going to come with a rack of horns on his head and a pitchfork in his hand to steal and kill and destroy, John 10:10. And I'm sharing with you right now, friends, those that were approved of the Lord and of them that were warning the people to flee from the wrath to come and them that were proclaiming the truth were carpenters, stinky fishermen, tax collectors, the foolish, the unlearned men, the weak, and men dressed in camel's hair, leather belts, and eating locusts and wild honey. Whoa! Wait a second. And then Jesus, while he was rebuking the people that you put your confidence in, friends, it's interesting that Jesus said, verily I say unto you that the tax collectors, those that you despise, and the harlots, the whores, the prostitutes, they'll go into the kingdom of God before you will. You know, and it's interesting because there's a love on the streets that the church hasn't even tapped into in this country in so many different ways. That's another show. You know, and I was just thinking about 2 Kings 1:8. They identified Elijah, you know, the prophet that went to Mount Carmel to throw down with King Ahab and all the false prophets, and the Lord showed up. That was it. His word returned not unto him void. Isaiah 55. Why? Because the fire fell, the false prophets were killed, amen, hallelujah, he was doing his job. But did you know what he looked like? In 2 Kings 1:8 it tells us, and they answered him, he was a hairy man, and he was a rocker dude, friends. That's what he was. He was a rocker dude. He was serving the Rock of Ages, man. He was girt with a girdle of leather about his loins. He was a total rocker dude. A heavy metaler, let me tell you. And they said, this is Elijah the Tishbite. Whoa! Wait a second. Do you remember when Jesus rebuked those that were trying to identify John the Baptist as something that he wasn't? Because they thought that he would come in a different appearance. And it was probably more of an admonition than it was a rebuke. But he said to them, listen, those that are in king's palaces, he said, they dress that way. They dress delicately. He said, but of John the Baptist, he's not a reed shaking in the wind, man. This dude is a prophet. As a matter of fact, he was the prophet of prophets. These are the type that the Lord sends in the face of those that you Americans accept. It's true. These are the ones that the world despises, and they're the ones that love you enough to tell you what those that you trust won't. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Jesus was woeing those that you put your trust in, friends. Woe unto you, this is in Luke 11:52, woe unto you, lawyers, doctors of the law, for you have taken away the keys of knowledge. Yourselves have not entered in, and those that were entering in, you have hindered. And again, I ask, how many in American politics and in the church today fit the physical and mental characteristics of those that God woes? Of those that God is damning? Friends, who is it that's lying to you every day? You hear it through the news all day long. Those that you have been trust, those that you have been raised to trust. And yet, if you look to Scripture, you can see those who you can trust. I'll tell you what, I'd trust a street person a lot sooner and a lot quicker than I would anyone coming from government on so many different fronts. And I would have to weigh their records in the balance. But I would still use enough the discernment to know, like Jesus in John 2, right before the chapter break on verse 3, or chapter 3, he said Jesus didn't commit himself because he knew what was in man. He didn't commit himself to men because he knew what was in man. You're not called to trust in man. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Blessed are those that trust in the Lord. So we have a stark contrast. Because what we're talking about is destroying law through policy and then calling it peace. This all comes to you defined by tyrants. Who's working on the behalf of tyrants? Was it those that the Lord approved of or those that the Lord condemned? Who's destroying law through policy? If you remember rightly, Senator John Glenn said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills around here. Was that coming from one that was destitute of the righteousness of Christ? Was that coming from one of those stinky fishermen? Was that coming from some tax collector or some foolish individual or an unlearned man? As a matter of fact, let me ask you this. Is it the stinky fisherman, all that worked for the carpenter, their big brother, the captain of their salvation? Was it the tax collectors? Is it the foolish and unlearned men, the weak and men dressed in camel's hair, leather belts, eating locusts and wild honey, and the list goes on? Is it those type of men that are trying to disarm you? Is it those type of men, friends, that are trying to throw on your back something called Romney Care, which turned into Obamacare, which turned into Affordable Care Act, which has now been renamed American Health Care Act because they know that the American people are stupid enough to fall for anything that Donald Trump has to say? Are they the ones trying to unconstitutionally enforce that through the IRS on you? Is it coming from those that the Lord approved of or the ones that the Lord condemned? I'm just curious. And I'm not being a wise guy. Was it those that the Lord approved of? Are they the ones trying to advocate that which God condemns? Through the black-robed tyrants, the injustices themselves that are advocating for what God condemns on so many different fronts? Was it friends? Was it the stinky fishermen, the tax collectors, the foolish, the unlearned men that were advocating for the murder of the innocent in the womb? Or is it those that you have been led to believe in or led to trust? Let me say it this way. Those that you have been led to believe that you can trust in. No. The ones the Lord condemns are the very ones that you're giving the green light to do what they will. And the ones that the Lord's approved of, you condemn and despise. Shame on you, America, if that's the case. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.